A more active weather pattern will likely occur across a big part of the country as we move forward through the next full week to 10 days. Most of the precipitation events that are slated to come across the Midwest are not going to be very large in size, with one primary exception, and that will occur as we get into the late weekend, into the first part of next week, and at that point in time we'll likely see a larger storm system evolve that will bring significant amounts of precipitation into parts of the Delta and the Tennessee River Basin, as well as the Ohio River Valley. Most of these areas will see enough precipitation, perhaps in the range of 1.5 to 1.5 inches and local amounts greater, to lift the soil moisture to the point where runoff would increase. That means the river and stream flows might increase as well, and that might help the navigation situation in some areas. But the biggest problem on the river systems is actually on the lower Missouri and portions of the middle Mississippi River Basin, and these areas are not going to get much in the way of meaningful precipitation for a while. A lot of the precipitation that occurs across the plains and the upper Midwest will fall as snow, and therefore the moisture will not be running into the rivers and streams until we get a good melting period to take place, and that is not likely to occur for a while. So the river and stream flows in the plains and the upper and middle Mississippi River basins are just not likely to change much as we move forward through this more active weather period. Now, again, the Ohio River Basin is another story. In fact, we do expect one large storm system to evolve late in the weekend and early next week that's going to generate a significant amount of snowfall from Iowa into parts of Wisconsin and Michigan, where we could see 3 to 6 inches of accumulation and perhaps something greater. And at the same time, we'll see that heavier rainfall event occur in the Delta and Tennessee River Basin and parts of the Ohio Basin. The storm system will be preceded and followed by a fairly frequent occurrence of smaller disturbances that will likely bring a little bit of light precipitation periodically, but we are not going to get enough moisture out of those smaller events to make much difference to the bottom line. We do expect the temperatures across a big part of the country to trend a little bit colder as we move forward in time. I don't know that we're going to see too much in the way of bitter cold conditions across the region, but we will see cooler conditions relative to the unusual warmth that's been prevailing for a while. Highs this afternoon will be in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest, with the exception of areas from Nebraska and southwestern sections of Iowa into Missouri and the lower Ohio River Valley, where we'll see some 50-degree highs. Some 60-degree readings will be possible on the extreme southwest fringe of this region, including Kansas and maybe a small part of western Missouri. But tomorrow, we'll likely see the temperatures turning warmer again, at least in the northern parts of the region, with 40s expected there. 50s will continue in the lower parts of the region. As we move on out into the day on Friday, the warmer weather will become more limited to the central and southeastern parts of the Midwest, while a new round of cooling occurs in the northwest, and that cooler air will overspread much of the Midwest as we finish out the weekend and move into the early part of next week, with high temperatures falling into the 20s and 30s in the western Corn Belt and the 30s and 40s in the eastern areas. Low temperatures at night during the colder days late this weekend and more likely early next week will slip into the single digits and teens in the western Corn Belt and the 20s and 30s in the eastern areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.